When I feel like the other, I get angry and hurt, and I mostly feel small and lonely. I don't need to be popular, but I want people to recognize me and treat me like I matter, like I belong. She couldn't believe it. You do know. That's exactly how I feel. We snuggled on her bed, and she told me about her recess experiences, and I told her about some of my experiences in school when otherness is both powerful and painful. About 2 weeks later, we were both at home when the mail arrived. I ran to the door with great anticipation. I was scheduled to speak at a star-studded event, and I was dying to see the publicity poster. It seems weird now, but I was so excited at the idea of seeing my photo next to the pictures of the movie stars. I sat down on the couch with the poster, I unrolled it, and I started scanning like a madwoman. Just as I was doing this, Ellen walked in and said, "Cool! Is that your poster? Let me see." As she walked over to the couch, she could tell my mood had changed from anticipation to disappointment. "What's wrong, Mom?" I patted the couch and she sat down next to me. I held the poster open and she traced the pictures with her finger. "I don't see you. Where are you?" I pointed to a line on the poster under the celebrity photos that said, "And others." Ellen leaned back against the sofa cushions, put her head on my shoulder, and said, "Oh, Mom, I think you're the others. I'm sorry." I didn't reply right away. I was feeling small, both because there was no picture and for caring that there was no picture. Ellen leaned forward, looked at me, and said, "I know what that feels like. When I'm the other, I feel hurt and small and lonely. We all want to matter and belong." It turned out to be one of the best moments of my life. We may not always have a sense of belonging on the recess playground or at a big fancy conference, but in that moment, we knew that we belonged where it mattered the most, at home. Parenting perfection is not the goal. In fact, the best gifts, the best teaching moments, happen in those imperfect moments when we allow children to help us mind the gap.